Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What's going on, Sam Crowley? It's great to have you back in the Every Day is Saturday show. It's Monday, November 9th, 2015. We're fired up, fired up, fired up, fired up. Got the first show in November right now. This is the first show in November. And I hope it finds you having an amazing day. I got to report back, man. This has been a wild month. This has been a while. Actually, it's been a wild last, I don't know, 6 weeks or so. Let me tell you how. Can I tell you how? By the way, if you're just plugging into the show for the first time and you have a migraine headache, don't worry. It's everybody feels that way when they listen to the show the first 30 or 40 times. My suggestion, go back and listen to about the first 400 shows. And after that, you'll kind of get where we're all coming from here inside the Everyday Saturday community, led by yours truly, the most insane person on the planet, Sam Crowley. Back on May 6, 2005, I told the boss to shove it. And then I got a bankruptcy shoved right up my backside and lost 300 grand. And then from then, that point, I tried to make every day Saturday. It was clunky and wonky at first, and I kept losing more and more money and more friends and more time. But you know what? It finally clicked. And it's funny when you stay in the game how you can finally win. But I guess winning is decided by you, like what's your definition of winning? I don't know. Mine was free time. Spending time with the family, being there for moments that I wasn't really there for. Yeah, sure. Money was cool. Absolutely. Not going to lie. You know, making 100 grand in an hour, speaking from the platform is pretty cool. But you know what? Shoveling sidewalks in my hometown of Bradford, PA before I got to that point was pretty cool as well. There's good people everywhere that are willing to help you, willing to share their knowledge and their skill level with you. If you'll take a minute, get off your smartphone, stop texting, and actually listen to somebody. See, you rearrange those words, listen, and it's the word silent, and you can actually spend some time with people. And what do you know? Build a relationship or two. Because you can't tie a U-Haul to your hearse. Dunk. So, October. Let's go back to beginning of October. I promoted the Rich Jerks product launch. I probably talked about this a couple times. I honestly can't remember what I had for breakfast. I got four kids, man, and we got a lot going on. Girls, four girls, 14, 11, 10, and 14 months, okay? So got a lot going on inside the Crowley house. So if I can't remember what I just talked about, please forgive me. So I promoted the Rich Jerks launch, and it was awesome. Just because I love the content. That is this guy, he's very offensive, which is awesome because at least he gets emotions out of it. Most people are dead at the age of 25. It just takes 50 years to bury him. So at least he gets those people shocked and, oh my God, I can't believe you're promoting that guy's launch. Did you know that he said a swear word? No. Knock me over with a damn feather. You're telling me that a 30-something, 40-something individual uttered a swear word? I can't believe it. Have you checked your kid's iPhone lately, ma'am? It's the same thing. So I promoted the Rich Jerk because it's really great internet marketing knowledge. So I hired a coach off there. Yep, coaches have coaches. So I want to become a really big super affiliate. As in like super duper affiliate. Problem is, I don't really know what I'm doing. So what do? Do I bang my head against the wall or do I give somebody a lot of money to coach me? Well, I did both. Paid a coach and I'm still banging my head against the wall because this stuff is like so foreign to me. And I'm not going to take into all of, how the sausage is made, you know. But it's a lot of work, man. And I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, this is why most people give up. I've been learning so much about coding and connecting, you know, all this stuff in PHP and HTML. And you don't really need to know. Look, you can outsource this stuff and, you know, in affiliate networks and setting up Facebook. Let me tell you, good luck trying to set up Facebook. I mean, a real legitimate Facebook advertising campaign. It keeps getting denied, denied, denied. I mean, in the past 3 weeks, I have banged my head against a wall to the point where, like, I got bruises the size of garbage cans, okay? It's been that bad. But then I look back in the past 3 weeks and say, wow, I've learned so much information. I mean, so much new stuff that I didn't even know about just a month ago, you know? I honestly didn't know about it. Of course, I knew about Facebook ads. Of course, I knew that what an affiliate network was. But I never saw it from the inside, you know? I never downloaded the Chrome browser and had Power Editor working with ads and getting them approved and all that stuff and sending them to an offer that converts. So I'm telling you all of this not because I want you to become an affiliate marketer, but I want you to go after something and understand, I know the pain. It is real. But the reward is even more real, and the reward is even bigger. If you can just get past that first, however long it is in your business, I don't know what the learning curve. I mean, who cares? I remember, you know, in the corporate days, we would have the corporate drones come in for training. You know, these were the guys and girls that we'd send them off to training, and they'd come back after 3 weeks, and, you know, they'd be reprogrammed. They'd be drinking a company Kool-Aid. We would remove their brain, and we would put in the chip from the company, and they would start thinking and talking and walking like all the corporate drones. And so that took 3 weeks, and they just came back uttering the corporate speak. They didn't even know what they were supposed to do. Then it takes about another 3 months to even gain any type of skill and momentum. And yet I see people online, and they're trying something different, you know, or something for the first time, earning income on the internet, whether that's what I'm doing with affiliate marketing or blogging or podcasting or videos or MLM or, you know, whatever it is. Just insert the business opportunity in there. And after 3 months, they don't have any type of traction. And I think, well, what if I was paying you a salary? Would you be as upset? No. Well, at least I'm getting paid to learn. Well, that's the difference. In the entrepreneurial world, you're getting paid. It's just being delayed. You're still earning a lot of income by absorbing this information that you're eventually going to implement in your business and make a lot of money. Like, I'm looking at all of these different, literally, I got so many windows up on my computer learning about how to get Facebook ads approved, writing sales copy. I've got, what's the book I got in front of me right now? The Ultimate Sales Letter by Dan Kennedy. Attract New Customers and Boost Your Sales, the fourth edition. The Ultimate Sales Letter by Dan Kennedy. Been around forever. I'm just reading it for the first time. I'm on page 25, okay? Learning how to write killer sales copy. Leaders are readers, man, and they earn a lot of money, but it's delayed gratification. I almost said crapification, which was kind of a Freudian slip. Now, am I earning a dime right now? No. Am I working late? You know what I'm doing? A lot of these mornings I'm getting up because my daughter gets up around 3, 3:30 in the morning. Our baby, our infant. Those of you who don't know, we had a baby born at 24 weeks last year at 1 pound. She's home. She's on a ventilator at night, and it's, you know, she gets really junky in the evening, so you got to suction her all night long and all that stuff. She's on a trach. She breathes through a trach tube. So she's up, you know, hustling and bustling and rustling around all night long, and right around 3 in the morning, and it never fails. She needs to be suctioned and woken up and bring her downstairs and love her up. And so I just stay up, and I study from about 3 in the morning till 7 in the morning. Not every day, probably 3 days a week. 3 days a week times those 3 to 4 hours chugging coffee, that's a good 10 hours right there, at least, you know, of learning. You do that every week, that's 40 hours. I know a hell of a lot more now about marketing on the internet, and I knew a lot about it. I mean, a lot more. I teach it. People pay me to coach about it, but I didn't know it. This is like a doctor's degree, you know? So my point in today's podcast is learn. Number one, never stop learning. Number two, the process sucks. I get it, but it doesn't suck as bad as having a job, because what most people are thinking is, well, I'm getting paid to learn this stuff. Are you going to pay me a salary? No, I'm going to pay you for a lifetime once you absorb this information and then use it in something that you really love to do, because you don't love your job. Oh, no, I love it. I love my customer. No, you don't. If I give you a choice, what would you do Monday morning if you didn't have to go into that job? Would you still go? Well, that's not realistic. For you, says who? Who says it's not realistic? For for a lot of people is realistic. What are you talking about? They go in and they run a business. They work at home. They're in their boxer shorts or their underwear or working with their hat on backwards in their attic and making $1 million. What do you mean it's not realistic? Of course it is. It's just not realistic to you. Therefore, you believe it's not possible. Well, anything's possible. We all know that anything's possible. I'm crying out loud, we put a man on the moon. I mean, anything is possible. What's not acceptable is you believing that just because you don't have the knowledge right now that it's not possible. Well, what do you need to go get? What do you think you got to go get right now? Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. You got to go get the knowledge. And then you just don't sit on your rusty duff with that knowledge. Oh, well, okay, great. Now I have the knowledge. What do I do now, Sam? What do I do now, Mr. Know-It-All? What am I going to do with all this knowledge? I don't make any money. Nobody's going to pay me for my knowledge. Well, you kind of go do something with it now. You put it to work. What I'm going to do with these I'm not just learning how to run Facebook ads so I can go hold a symposium on Facebook ads, although I could earn income as a speaker, I guess, doing that. I'm going to market my products and my services and other people's products and services. That's the beauty of affiliate marketing. You don't even have to create a product. Somebody else has already put in all the work, all the research, everything. You just got to promote it and get paid. For every new customer I send to this offer I'm promoting, the skincare offer, I get $50. What happens if I get 1,000 new customers for this client this month? You guessed it, 50 grand. Do you know there's people doing millions of dollars a month just doing this, laughing, because they paid the price 5 or 6 years ago, some of them just a couple years ago. But they buried themselves deep in the learning process. It hurt, man. Let me tell you, it's like not working out for 2 years and then going to the gym after you just downed an extra large cheese and pepperoni with wings on the side. I mean, it is that difficult. But then it doesn't get to be that difficult. And then it gets to be fun because you see the cash register ring a couple times. And then it gets to be very prosperous, but only for those who stick with it. Only for those who stick with it. I promise you, a month ago, when this whole rich jerk thing launched, there's a lot of people started when I did, probably hired the same coach maybe, or a coach, or maybe just started on their own, and they're done already. I know they're done already. I've seen them. We have a private Skype group. Can't find them with a search warrant now. Not me. I'm in it to win it, baby. Are you in it to win it? Or are you one of these temporarians? That's my word. Are you a temporarian? On to the next one, baby. Didn't work. Crowley's full of crap. Oh, no, 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 no. It'll work. It'll work. But you got to stick with it. Are you with me, Sam Crowley? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.